The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello, it's Andy Holland again with another Irish Racing Podcast on Thursday, May the 18th. This time we're going to be taking a look at Clonmel and their 7 race card this evening. Plenty of decent action there tonight. Lots of nice big fields to get our teeth stuck into, as ever in Ireland. Ground decent at the moment over there as well. Good ground is very much in order. One or two showers are muted to be around later on in the day, but hopefully it'll be okay because my nap comes in the 7:35 and he does want good ground to be at his best. So let's keep our fingers crossed there.
Race 1.
On to the action then, and the first race comes up at 5:30. It's a 2-mile maiden hurdle. Not a particularly strong race here of those that have got form in the book already. They look fairly ordinary, so it wouldn't be a great surprise to see Lorena, first time out for Willie Mullins, take this race as her odds suggest. She's just had the one run over hurdles in the French provinces, and that resulted in her finishing second and a creditable one at that at Angoulême. That's at form at that track always seems to carry pretty well. I'm not a massive fan of Nicaragua, who has looked at very one-paced in her last couple of starts. And those in behind her at Cork that day on the 5th of May, well, they don't look much better either. So therefore, if you're looking for an each way alternative to the favourite, look no further than Issue Diesel from the Seamus 5 stable. Around about 5-1 this morning. The last time we saw her almost a year ago, she was second in quite a decent Ballinrobe main, which has worked out well subsequently. Not only has the third gone on to win since, creative talent, but Charlie Stout, who was fifth that night, has also been playing his trade to a decent level thereafter. Obviously, fitness is going to be taken on trust, but I think if you're having a bet either without the favourite or from an each-way perspective, Issue Diesel fits that criteria.
Race 2.
On to the second race then, which is a 2 miles condition hurdle coming up at 6 o'clock. And this doesn't look a bad little heat for the track. One or two nice horses have been applying their trade in better company throughout the winter. Lockhorns here, none more so than Morgan, who represents probably the best form coming into this race. He was second to the informed Lacaris, 2 starts ago at Limerick, and not a bad run down in Punchestown the other day when he was fourth behind Montel Barno and Riven Light, and they'd been applying their trade against the likes of Blueberry the time before. However, I do think Morgan might just have his work cut out here, keeping up with Onoya, who absolutely dotted up the other day at Down Royal, suggesting that this horse is going to be quite a money spinner throughout the summer period while the ground is on the good side. He's 2 runs prior to that, albeit they were at a decent level. Suggested that the heavy ground really in the winter wasn't suiting him indeed. To be fair, he's third behind Crack Mode. Back here on the 8th of December, certainly reads well in the context of this race. And back in fourth was Morgan, beaten 27 lengths. So it's quite a surprise to me this morning that Ornea is available to back at 13-8. I'd have him favourite here today, given that he's likely to make the run in and he should set a very good gallop on this good ground. So Ornea, quite a confident choice there to get the better of Morgan in the betting in the 6 o'clock.
Race number 3.
On to the 6:30, and quite a few interesting runners in this 2-mile handicap. Mr. Mel caught the eye behind Al Ornea on the 1st of May down in Down Royal, and we get a chance to see how good that form is when Henry de Bromhead's Charge struts his stuff half an hour earlier. He got badly hampered at the second last when a horse fell right in front of him, and rendered him pretty much useless from that point onwards, albeit he did run on quite eye-catchingly in the latter stages to finish a never nearer 6th. First time in a handicap off a mark of 102. Suggest that Mr. Mel is definitely on the shortlist here. Two others to mention, well, the market seems to have got these two spot on. Fierce Soul, second favourite this morning, deserves to be so, following a good victory down in Down Royal the other day when he asserted his superiority quite comfortably. And I like the way he travelled in that race as well. He looked at a horse right on top of his game. Ewan Dawes' horses always has to be feared here. And he's also got a good run under his belt when finishing third to Zipora, who's a course specialist here back early on in the season. So I do think Fierce Soul will go well. And if Thyden Park can bounce back to the form We saw him placed in some decent juvenile hurdles. He'd also have a chance. The only problem with him, he'd just have to sharpen up his jumping. That was the problem the other day down in Fairy House when he virtually kicked everything out the ground. It might have well been that this juvenile couldn't quite get his feet out of the heavy ground, and it made him jump loads of life. He's got clogs on. Blinker's first time out could just sharpen him up, and he also could be a threat to the front two in the market. If you're looking for a solid one, I do think Fierce Soul, out of those three I mentioned, looks a really good each-way bet around about 5-6-1 this morning.
Race 4.
On to the 7 o'clock then, and not too much to go on here. Quite a few of these are fairly disappointing. You have to say that Vanishing Point probably sets the standard. He was run up to Anne-Marie Holden's Look Closer on his first run over hurdles, and followed that up by chasing home Ornia in that race, which hopefully would have proven itself to work out really well early on in the card when we get several horses running out of it, including the winner. But I do like our hello here from the Henry de Bromhead stable. He actually caught my eye in a decent way first time out at the Fairy House Festival when he was sixth behind Adrian Keithley's Drum Connor Laddie, not a bad little maiden hurdle. I do like the way this horse kept on in the latter stage. He certainly wasn't expected first time out for one of Henry's. He was a 50-1 shot. He belied those odds with a really good solid effort. And I just like the way he finished off, like I said, late on. Back in seventh that day was a horse called Kilmaheen Hill, has gone on to Frankner form subsequently. And being a really big, strong, strapping type by Oscar, I certainly think he'll benefit from that run. And the more racing he gets, I think, the more accomplished he'll become over hurdle. So our hello is the value call, let's say, in race 4.
Race 5.
All right, on then to race number 5, and the nap of the night by a country mile is You Can't Catch Me from the Kieran Purcell stable. This horse, when we last saw him here at this track, he defied his 25-1 status in the betting in a maiden on the flat to win as he liked in sumptuous fashion. He come there absolutely tanking on the home turn. I backed Lacari's back in third, and I thought he was going to win turning in the hands of Jamie Codd. Then along comes this Son of Catcher in the Rye and absolutely sweeps by him as if he was standing still inside the last couple of furlongs, and he powered his way up to the line. Now, it might have well looked a flash in the pan, but to regulars here at Clonmel, it definitely wasn't, because he's a three-time winner here over hurdle, so he clearly enjoys this County Tipperary venue. The only time he's run badly here was when the ground has been really heavy, and he probably just didn't quite the trip the last time when he ran here behind a War of the Pennies back in September. However, on decent ground, over 2.5 miles, which hopefully he'll get tonight with no rain around, I'd expect You Can't Catch Me to go in again here at his favourite track. And I think Brian O'Connell will also take him wide as well for the better ground, so look out for that. Looking for the main threat, well, that could well come from Max Legend, who ran fourth in a race, which is already beginning to work out well at Cork last time out. Nobody's Home, who finished third in that good speed figure race, went on to win last night at Punchestown. So do keep an eye on him around about 9-1. But confident choice here, around about 9-4 this morning, is You Can't Catch Me. And hopefully he'll live up to his name.
Race number 6.
On to the penultimate contest, which is a 2.5 mile handicap hurdle. And whichever way you strip this down, it's difficult to get away from the obvious chances of Tin Town Robin, who's been knocking at the door of late. He was second two starts ago in a good speed figure race down in Tremor when he was run up behind the course specialist Ice Slip. And then he backed up that performance with another good effort behind Draconia at Wexford last time out. The winner, actually, to be fair, did win quite a bit snugly. But I do like the way that Vincent Halley's Charge kept on well in the latter stages. He's also got some good form around Clonmel, as that run behind the inform at the time, Vaynard, suggests back in November. So he's got quite a bit in his favour here tonight. Around about 130 this morning. That doesn't look too bad value for Tin Town Robin.
And the final race.
On to the final contest then, which is a mare's bumper over the extended 2 miles. Quite a few nice types in this, to be fair. Lady Sings the Blues sets the standard with that run behind Fintara. The last time we saw her, she travelled particularly well into that contest, but didn't quite get home as well as the winner on the ground once shifting to the inside rail. However, the tongue tie has been put on for the first time on Normead Charge, and she's likely to go well. Wasn't overly enamoured by Blixit's effort the other day down in Wexford, albeit the winner, Minutes to Midnight, has gone on to win a Grade 3 at the Punchestown Festival, so she was obviously up against it. Back in sixth that day was a horse called Simone, who won the concluding race at Punchestown last night. So perhaps it wasn't so bad, and maybe the ground could be more in her favour tonight. The other one to mention is Peggy's Acre from the Gavin Cromwell stable. Now, although she was only eighth on debut at Down Raw, that race is quite a decent one. I do know the connections of the second Ratuti Uti. Do think quite a bit of that. And we also get the same horse, Simone, from the Henry Brabant stable, representing that form line as well, as that horse finished sixth. This horse was bang there with two furlongs to run, only to hang away her chances in the latter stages, and the jockey eased off in the last furlong. Lisa O'Neill's been booked. Hopefully Gavin Cromwell sorted out any steering issues, and she also could go well at an each-way price. Thanks very much for listening to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. Hopefully you can tune in again tomorrow, where we're going to be taking a look at Cork's 7-race flat card, beginning at 5:15. So until then, I'm signing off for now. Happy punting, and we'll catch you again tomorrow. Bye from me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.